Welcome to the chemical panel section of Zego's Purity Verification Program. I'm Colleen Cavanaugh, and I'm the founder of Zego and the creator of our Purity Verification System. Now, this panel of tests is different from the other singular tests that we run because it actually covers over 500 different pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, except for glyphosate. Now, you'll see the names of all the chemicals that we test for when you access the results from our blockchain vault. Some of these chemicals are associated with health dangers like cancer and endocrine disruption and neurodegenerative diseases, and others we really have very little safety information to go on. Now, because our products are certified organic by USDA, we should not find any of these chemicals in our products unless they drifted over when sprayed on from an adjacent farm, they were in contaminated water or land, or if there's actual organic fraud. Now, organic fraud is not common, but it does happen. So for all these reasons, we double check to make sure that our organic food is indeed clean. Now, in the thermometer below, you're going to see the green Zego section at the bottom showing that our tests always fall below that 10 parts per billion detection level run by the lab. In order to see your actual results for the product in your hand, just flip over and find that best by date printed in black ink and indicate that where on our below the thermometer where it says to add your best by date. Then click on the blockchain vault to retrieve the lab report. So now let's go back to that thermometer because there's a little bit more to talk about here. It's different from the other issues of concern that we test for. So to give you a frame of reference, we decided to analyze decades of USDA data on pesticide residue found on oats. And we simplified the information because, after all, we're talking about 500 different chemicals. So we added together the total amount of residue across all those 500 chemicals, and we wanted to see how many chemicals we found and what the total residue level is. If something spiked up high, we wanted to see exactly what was that chemical and what's going on. Now, you may be surprised, because I was, when you look at this thermometer, that the average oats only showed 1 to 2 other pesticides other than glyphosate, and that the average amount was actually only 11 parts per billion, which is not that much higher than our non-detect level. Whereas when you look at glyphosate, the average detected level was 630 parts per billion. Now, we've talked to lab experts in this area, and they've offered a couple of explanations that we're going to be exploring as we continue to do this work. One is that the chemicals of this sort have a very short half-life, which means that by the time you get them, the product into your house and we test those, the chemicals are broken down into something else. So the test that we are running actually doesn't pick up the chemical residue because it's been broken down. Now, we can't say whether or not that broken down residue is healthy or unhealthy. We just aren't able to test for it. Now, the other explanation is that some of these chemicals are simply more dangerous, much more dangerous per ounce or gram than something like glyphosate. For example, if you drink one thimbleful of paraquat, it will actually kill you. So they dilute it with another substance in order to spread it across a field. So it's possible that what we should really be looking at is parts per trillion, a much smaller amount, in order to determine if there's actual chemical residue from these on our food. So we are going at Zego, we're going to keep an eye on these and other chemicals because not only for these reasons above, but also because some growers are responding to consumer concerns about glyphosate by lowering the amount of glyphosate they're using and raising the amount of other chemicals like dicamba and paraquat that they're using because consumers don't know as much about them. So that's not something that we want to encourage to happen, obviously. So we're going to be watching over time to see if these chemical residues start going up as glyphosate starts going down or what's happening there so that we can make sure that we provide you with the most clear information about what's happening and also the cleanest food possible.